Police, NYC bicyclist fatally shot while on the way to shoot another person. By Amy Furr on November 1, 2022. New York City saw at least three individuals shot overnight, and one was reportedly on his way to commit a shooting. According to a New York Post article published Tuesday, the slain 26-year-old man was riding a bike at Crown Street and Rogers Avenue in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, around 2 a.m. Tuesday when he was blasted in the head by a drive-by shooter in a dark-colored sedan, cops said. The victim, who had been arrested a dozen times in the city, was wearing black rubber gloves when he was shot, and investigators believe he had planned to carry out a shooting with two other guys, police sources said. He was later pronounced dead at a hospital. The Post report noted the incident was believed to be gang-related. A few hours before, a man was shot in the buttocks and lower back in Manhattan and taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. However, a motive regarding the incident was not immediately known. Another drive-by shooting also happened around 1:30 a.m. Tuesday at Astoria Boulevard North and Steinway Street in Queens, cops said. The outlet also noted the victim, a man with several prior arrests, was shot in the arm, leg, and buttocks. The alleged shooter opened fire from inside a white vehicle that may have been a Dodge Durango. Officials have not yet made any arrests regarding the shootings, the Post reported. A mid-year survey showed violent crime across cities and Democrat President Joe Biden's America rose by over 4% during the first 6 months of this year, Breitbart News reported in September. Compared to 2019 crime rates, some cities have seen a doubling in murders and a 36% increase in aggravated assaults, the outlet said. During an October 25 debate, New York Republican gubernatorial candidate Representative Lee Zeldin said he is running for the governor's seat to fight crime in the state, Breitbart News reported. We need to repeal cashless ball. We need to make our streets safe again. I'm running to take back our streets and to support unapologetically our men and women in law enforcement. This is about all of us together, Republicans, Democrats, independents, as New Yorkers, to make sure streets are safe again, to make sure subways are safe again. The rise in violent crime across the nation is emerging as the deciding issue in the fast-approaching midterm elections, Breitbart News reported October 5. A Politico poll released Wednesday found that 77% of Americans believe violent crime is a significant problem in the country, the outlet said.